there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. From your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You say I took the name in vain. I don't even know the name. If I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you've heard. A holy or the broken hallelujah. Did my best. It wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth. I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of song. Nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Mikey, your dream about the bicycle.
No, not the bicycle, not the bike. I swear it and steal it.
Manos knows better.
Damn.
Manos sees all.
I'm in trouble.
Oh, hi, Aunt Betty.
Who are you?
I'm Mikey.
Mikey?
Oh, man, this is so cool. It's 1958. I can't believe it.
What have you been eating?
Pepperoni pizza.
Ooh, I like pepperoni pizza.
Oh, would you like to go with me out on a date, Aunt Betty? We could go down to the malt shop.
Sure, why not? Now, you know that I'm an aunt already?
No,
I have a nephew.
No, you know him? No, I don't know your nephew, Aunt Betty, but I was just hoping we could go out on a date.
Oh, that poor girl. He's a kidder.
Maybe we could get a root beer float, Aunt Betty.
Sure, why not? Let's go to the malt shop.
Maybe we could share a straw, Aunt Betty.
Two straws, please.
Aunt Betty, I'm your density.
My density?
I'm your destiny, Aunt Betty.
I have a destiny?
You have a destiny. It's with me, Aunt Betty.
I haven't had home ec class yet.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and staring. I can't see the faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. People stop and staring. I can't see the faces. only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. I'm banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody is talking at me, and I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. And I won't let you leave my love behind. I won't let you leave my love behind.
Radio's Frank. Radio's Frank. I am sending you a vision. A dream to keep you out of my way. And now it's time once again for your favorite television show in the afternoon, Television's Frank!
Good morning, everybody. Television's Frank here, just saying hello. Today we have ourselves a great guest. So this afternoon, stand up and say hello to Reality's Frank.
Hi.
Hello, Realities Frank. So, Frank, tell me, Frank, how are you doing, Frank?
I'm okay.
Okay. Well, you look a little down in the dumps.
No, I always look like this.
I feel bad for you.
Well, I feel average. I feel real.
Real? Everything's real, sir. So, commercial break.
But we just started.
And now we're back. So, Realities Frank.
Hi.
So what happened with you today? You told me some great things about why you're feeling average.
I did?
Yes. Remember about the thing with the thing?
Oh, right. This is the part in the script where it said we engage in banter.
You don't say that out loud.
Oh, sorry.
We're cutting to commercial?
We just came back from one.
This is commercial television.
Is it?
We need to make our money somehow.
Nobody said I was getting paid.
And on to our next guest.
Hey, let me go. Let me go. Stop bleeping. I want my money. And now it's once again time for Television's Frank.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and great afternoon to me. Today we have a wonderful guest with us. We have Bustin' Jeeber.
Hello.
Hello, Bustin' Jeeber. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. So, you were telling me about the business that you had.
Oh, yeah. I got this business, see, where I go downtown and I steal bicycles. And I give them this guy, Camp Mikey, so he can sell them. And then he buys me my new gold teeth.
Oh, your teeth look wonderful.
Ain't they, though?
Totally. Can I borrow them?
No, I'll get you some real cheap.
Oh, good.
It'll just cost you a schwinn.
A schwinn, huh? Get me in contact with that guy, Mikey. We'll talk about it backstage.
All right. Well, I'll give you a special deal for two huffies.
Two huffies, okay. What kind of special we got going on?
Well, for two huffies, I get you some gold fronts. For two huffies and a schwinn, I get you a Cadillac with gold fronts. You ever see a Cadillac with gold teeth? Man, that's awesome.
That's great. You heard him. Make sure you go to Bustin' Jeeber's website at BustinJeeberTeethForYourBike.com.
That's /molars.
It's time once again for Television's Frank.
Hey, all right. Thank you. Welcome back. And our next guest here, we have Phil Werrell. Hey, Phil.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm quite fine. Thank you, Television's Frank.
I noticed you have a nice gold front.
I do? Ah, get that. Curse that fellow.
Well, we're all a nice little tight community here. And tell me, what do you do for a living, sir?
Well, mostly I stand out in front of my house and I watch the cars go by.
And have you found any rare vehicles?
None whatsoever.
No AMC Eagles?
No.
No AMC Gremlins?
No.
No Little Nash Ramblers?
No.
I'm pretty sure I saw one. How about a DMC DeLorean?
Well, as a matter of fact, no.
Okay, so we have Phil Werrell, and Phil, what are your dreams for this weekend?
Well, I'm hoping that I get to stand out front of the house and watch cars go by.
Good. Let me know if you find an AMC Eagle, and then junk it.
I wouldn't know what it looked like, but I'll do my best.
Thank you. And on to our predictable, unpredictable weather. Back to you, Rob.
Thanks, Steve. Well, it's going to rain, then it's going to snow, then it's going to rain again. Followed by periods of darkness at night. Followed by more darkness right before dawn when it's going to rain again. Ha!
Okay. He just called me Steve. I don't even think he's in the right station.
Out here in the field,
Station manual, who needs that? BBC, no. Let's see here. FCC, no. What's this? No, that's not it. That's Torgo's diary, but I'll hang on to that for later. There it is. I'll put this record on while I read this through.
Aunt Betty, I just think you're swell.
Alright, I pulled the battery out of the smoke detector. I'm pretty sure we won't need that. Let's try this. Okay, here's the instructions. To work, push on. That's it. Alright. Here we go. Bing! That's a cup of coffee.
It ran one step ahead as we followed in the bends. Between the parted pages you were pressed in love's hot severed iron like a striped pair of pants.
Delightful vocals of the Ray Conniff singers.
Honoré Jack.
Cherokee.
Whatever. I am sending you a dream. Honoré Jack.
It's Cherokee.
Whatever. I am sending you a dream by the will of Manos.
Ah, dreams. Hi, Cherokee Jack. Well, hi, Cherokee Jack. What's going on, Cherokee Jack? Oh, not a whole lot, Cherokee Jack. What's going on with you, Cherokee Jack? Oh, nothing much, Cherokee Jack. Well, that's great, Cherokee Jack. Hey, I like your hat, Cherokee Jack. Oh, thanks, I like it too, Cherokee Jack. I can go on like this all day. I know what you mean. Shall we? Oh, yes, let's.
Master?
Yes, Torgo?
Master, it seems that we have some new guests.
Should I go and welcome them, Master?
Yes. And you're Master. I'm Torgo.
I'm sorry, Torgo. This is your dream.
Yes, indeed it is. So, take their bags, even though you can barely stand.
All right. Oh, I see your hair. Here comes my hand.
Oh, no, you don't. Save that for later.
All right. I'm the master. I take care of the police while the Torgo is away.
Moments later.
Master!
Yes, Torgo?
Why do I have 6 wives?
Because Manos?
Yes, everything is because of Manos.
Phew.
I had 7.
I don't know about that, Master. Maybe you should ask the dog.
What about you, Fifi?
Oh?
Master, I think that the dog smells one of my wives on you.
I don't know why that would be.
See my rod?
Yes.
Look into it.
It's freaking me out.
Manos commands thee. Oh, Manos, holy art thou,
no,
holy art thou,
not this
holy
again,
holy art thou,
thou
is the darkness.
This'll take forever.
And what the heck happened?
Even in your dream you suck, Torgo.
No, I can't walk now.
Look at your ridiculous goat legs.
Oh, God. Oh, my knocking knees.
If you need me, I'll be with the wives. All seven of them.
Oh my God, what is that sound? That delightful, angelic sound. It's like manna bathing us down from heaven with glowing, light, radiant. It makes me want to beat a tambourine.
I've done it! At last, my master plan will take effect. I have stolen your cloning machine and made another master besides myself. Now we can take over the world twice as fast. Which means we can summon two Manoses. Manoses. Manosai. I'll work on that later. But this is, at last, my moment has come for fulfillment. Ha 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 ha! That's right! As my very, very handsome counterpart here has told you, we will rule the world together! Ha 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 ha! Manos will be done! Again!
Oh, no.
Torgo, put that down!
I'll show you.
You don't know what you're doing!
Tickly wiggly.
You'll kill the clone! Wait! No! Don't touch me there! Not the bees! I'm still wet from the amniotic fluids! No! Damn you, Torgo, you've killed my clone! Now what am I going to do? I'll just have to make another one! Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Ah, the battery's dead again! Damn it! That's it, I'm leaving. I'll be back another time to exact my revenge and call forth Manos! Ha 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 ha!
We now return you to your regularly scheduled episode of Mystery Science Radio.
Master!
Yes, Torgo?
Master, come here.
Yeah, hold, give me a minute. My legs are weird. I love that song. Okay, here I am, Master. Or Torgo, or whatever you are. I'm confused.
Well, first I need you to attend to our new guests.
All right, I'll go get the bags. It might take me a while.
Well, lighten up and take their bags, even though you can barely stand.
All right. Hey, and I see your hair. Here comes my hand.
Get off me. You go out there and you tell them that I am away. I gotta lay down for a while.
All right. I am the master. I take care of the place while the Torgo is away. Torgo, can I have some wives of my own?
No, not until you have some sexy-looking knees like me.
But I've tried.
What happened to your plastic wife?
Well, you know, the puncture repair kit's out. And...
Well, then I'm going to have to get you a new one, but first you've got to tend to my wives while I am away.
Okay, I can do that.
Second thought, remember, Manos is always watching.
Oh, of course, I know that. I mean, I wouldn't touch the wives or anything. That would be wrong.
And don't forget to clean up the dog poop.
All right.
No, clean it up, toss it out, don't eat it this time.
Oh, all right.
Leave it for me. Those are my snackies.
Oh, well, if you insist, Torgo.
Frank, it's a great day to be awake.
And how?